It is Mind Food Radio, and I'm really excited to be joined by author Tui Fleming. Hello, Tui.
Hi.
Now, you have penned a book that's now been on the shelves for a year called Dear Mummy, You're Important Too. Well, this is a big ball of wax. What inspired you to write this book, Tui?
I never planned to write a book. It wasn't on my radar, on my bucket list. A friend of mine suggested it to me quite some time before I wrote it, and she had an idea that wasn't quite up my alley, but I guess it planted a seed in my mind. And then one day when my daughter was, I think she was probably about 18 months old, I'd just gone back to work, I was sitting in a cafe supposedly doing some work and just taking a bit of a breather, actually. And I thought, I recognised the moment of me time and quiet and space. And I just thought, oh, if I were to write something, I wonder what I'd say. I wonder what I'd write. And it was just that moment where I thought, well, I'll give it a go. I'll see what will happen. And it just flowed. The words just flowed. And I just thought, I think I'm going to do this. And it really just evolved. I didn't have a book structure or a specific intention. I wrote when I was inspired to write about universal mummy challenges that I was facing. And I guess I wrote them as a way to not overcome them, but just to kind of find a way of managing them myself. And as I say, it kind of organically evolved into this book.
Okay, so it's actually about the fact that we need to prioritise ourselves as mothers. Would you say before we put ourselves before the children, or
it's not like there is a pecking order or a hierarchy or a list of first, second, third as such. I think it's more an idea that you have to put yourself first sometimes, from time to time, so that you can fill yourself up, so that you can fill your cup, look after yourself. And only by doing that will we have the reserves of energy and love and patience for other people. You just can't keep giving all of yourself, because as a mother, it's not just physical, but it's emotional, it's hormonal, it's mental. Like, we give of ourselves in our entirety. And there's a point where, you have to stop and actually kind of fill your own cup and your own bucket up in order to be able to continue that giving. So I wouldn't say that we're first before others, but from time to time we have to kind of dip in, fill our own bucket.
You'd actually, if you ask most husbands, they'd think they got put in behind the family dog. But
absolutely. My husband is like, there's the girls, there's Tui's yoga, there's Tui's book, and then there's me. But, it's not the case. It's just a matter of looking at your life as a whole, and it's not necessarily every day that you have to make sure everyone gets a little bit of their time. It's just overall you need to kind of have that sense of, it's not even equality, it's just that sense of equanimity and balance.
Absolutely. Right. What would you say to the question, are most mothers that you meet, because I know the ones that I meet, would most of them be martyrs?
I wouldn't say most, but I think there's a bit of a sea change with all of this focus in the media and in society on wellness, which is, a really big thing, has been over the last few years. I think there definitely is a bit of a sea change. I think a lot of the mums that I meet, a lot of them have the vision, the desire and the intent to take a bit of time for themselves and to not, fall into this martyrdom trap. But I think old habits die hard, and the pressure of society and the pressure that we put on ourselves to do X, Y, Z, to mother in this way, the words and the language that we use is really indicative of actually our behaviours, and certainly those martyr type behaviours can come in. And I think that they come in as a result of the language that we use, which is as a result of the language that we are exposed to. And by that I mean, for example, the word should. I should do this, I should do that. So then I do, and then I find it hard, and that's where the whole kind of martyrdom spirals. But actually, shoulds are other people's wants. And so we really need to think about what we want, what our values are, and live our lives in that way.
Now, interestingly enough, Tui, you wrote this book with a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old, so you must have been insanely busy. Did you find that kind of ironic?
I just started back at work too, so it was really busy. But the thing for me, I guess I didn't find it ironic. It was really important to me that I wrote this, that if I was going to do this properly and if I was going to publish it and really put it out, then I needed to get it done while my girls were still really young and while I was in the thick of it, because then that's authentic and I'm credible in terms of what I'm saying, as opposed to getting through those hard years and then writing about it, which, you know, that's just not authentic. It doesn't speak the truth. So it wasn't so much ironic. It was more, it was really empowering, to be honest, and it was a great creative outlet, because you are so in it and it is such an overwhelming job. And if you add work into the mix and all the other responsibilities, as women, we do need to have some kind of an outlet for ourselves. And for a lot of people, that is some kind of creative outlet. So I loved it. I actually loved writing it. And I would just fit it in when I had time. And I guess that was my me time. When I wrote that was what I considered to be me time.
Well, the book is called Dear Mummy, You're Important Too. Now, just quickly, you've also got a website that's a fantastic support as well, with little motivational pieces and musing and things like that. What's the email address, Tui?
The website address is dearmummy.co.nz, and I publish blogs there, not with a specific frequency. I really, it's important to me that I write and publish as and when I'm inspired about something real that's really happening. So probably once or twice a month, something will go up there. You can subscribe to the email if you want it direct into your inbox. And then Facebook and Instagram is dearmummynz. And I'm a lot more frequent on Instagram, just because it's a lot more instant, isn't it?
It is.
And so there are you know, bombs of inspiration on a weekly basis there.
Brilliant. Well, Tui Fleming, author of Dear Mummy, You're Important Too, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.